I remember when my grandpa died, and I was really close to him, and he prayed for me a lot. I found out after he died. I got a hold of his Bible. I never saw Grandpa read his Bible, but after he died, I got a hold of it. It was old and worn and very marked. And I thought, this man has spent much time with God. And everything made sense to me after that about my grandpa and what he said to me, his attitude, his actions. But that Bible is the most precious thing that I know of in my connection to my grandpa Cavins. And I hope someday my children will look at my Bible and say, my dad knew God, and he taught me about God. And that their Bibles will be given to their children. And we have a heritage here as Christians to pass on. But it all starts with knowing the story. And we have responsibilities as parents, as the chief catechist, to pass on this story. In conclusion, I just want to say this. Enjoy. Enjoy the Word of God. Get into it. It is going to be work at times. There's going to be times where you don't think you're getting it. And that's okay. I've been studying the Bible for 27 years. It's been my life. And I'm realizing now that I'm just scratching the surface. It is so deep. It is so deep. Throughout our study, we're going to look at what the Catholic Church teaches, where the sacraments come from, and so forth. But more than anything else, let me leave you with this. As you study, pray, the same Spirit that inspired this Word is the same Spirit that will unlock the Word for you. It's a revelation. And a revelation needs to be revealed to us. This mystery needs to be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that there will be great growth as we get together every week, as eyes begin to open up. And I'm going to grow with you. Not once have I taught the Bible where I didn't grow myself, where I didn't see new things and get excited about it. So I assure you, I'll come here every week with a great enthusiasm and excitement. And I ask you to come with enthusiasm and excitement and do your homework, because I'm going to do my homework, and we're going to go on this adventure together, the great adventure, a journey through the Bible. And we'll be praying for all of our friends around the world who are watching by video, and pray that there'll be much fruit in your study and in your parish. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you tonight for this precious, precious book. Thank you that we have the freedom to own one, your Word. We have the freedom to carry it with us. May we be good stewards over the course of this timeline, this great adventure. May we be good stewards with our time. And may we come to know you in a deeper way. Transform us, Lord. Make us mature sons and daughters, and be glorified in our lives. May this be the beginning of something great in our lives, in our families, and in our parishes. Open our hearts and our minds that we might see wonderful things. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you.